All right, PCR 9417, State of Rhode Island, telecommunication service and installation. I want to move that to the pending file. PCR 14817, also moving that to the pending file. PCR 9417, I need a motion.
Favorable action to move to the pending file.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
PCR 14817.
Favorable action to move to the pending file.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item five, PCR 19119, the abatement, and now we need to change that number, correct? Or are we just gonna, because it's showing in today's document as being 10648.
Yes, I would update the reference number before taking any action on this.
So we treat this as an amendment or just a correction? So this is going to stay as PCR 19119. I need a motion to amend the reference number to 10648.
Favorable action on that amendment.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Need a motion for favorable action as amended on PCR 19119.
I move favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
Any questions from members of the committee on the abatement, the actual abatement? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Oh, sir, go ahead.
Is this, who is this abatement regarding? Is it public knowledge or public information?
Sure, it's right here in the binder.
Could you tell
Neil,
us?
Would you
I
speak
mean, it was
to
only
it, please?
One.
You're talking about this current one right here that we're on now, right? Yeah, okay.
Just for clarification, on December 31st, the property was owned by Citizens Bank. So the assessment.
Neil, just speak into the mic.
Just for clarification, on December 31st, the property was owned by Citizens Bank. So that is the owner of record that you're going to see on your report. It was purchased in early of 2019, I believe in February, by a Jeffrey Infante, who was the property owner that appealed the assessment.
And the appeal was based on what? Change of use?
No, we had done a reevaluation of every property within the city as of December 31st of 2018. The property was assessed at $834,000. The property sold in February for $555,000, which is what led to the appeal.
Thank you. Next item, PCR 19519, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits, not drafted. Councilman Sinapi.
Hold to the next meeting.
Hold January 22nd.
Make a motion to hold on behalf of the sponsor January 22nd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold till January 22nd. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCO 29-19, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts. Councilman Sinapi. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold to the next meeting. January 22nd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold the request of the sponsor until January 22nd. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Finance Committee is adjourned at 6:15. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. I call the Ordinance Committee at 6:24. First on the docket is acceptance of the minutes of the December 16th meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you. First up is PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold the first meeting in February.
February 3rd.
I'll take that as a motion to hold to February 3rd. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up is PCO 15-19, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am going to begin with making an amendment to this, and then I'm going to request to hold until the second meeting in February, which will be February 24th. The amendment is on page 3, and it is on line 10. It will be changed to employees hired after the passage of this ordinance shall no longer be eligible for city medical insurance program upon retirement. Once again, it's going to be amended to say employees hired after the passage of this ordinance shall no longer be eligible for the city's medical insurance program upon retirement.
Okay, thank you. So there's been a motion made by the sponsor, and then he also asked to hold this after. So we're going to just entertain the amendment at this time. Do I have any questions on the amendment?
Just a procedural one. Are we allowed to amend this without the fiscal note that's already been requested?
Well, I'll answer that question. Yeah, it's fine with me, because this changes the whole thing, and the fiscal note would be useless if you did have it. So that's my motion.
Okay. I will second the motion. Do I have any questions on the motion from the committee? Any questions on the amendment, to the council? Any questions on the amendment to the public? Again, this is an amendment to the language, but it will be held. Any questions from the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, and then we'll take a motion to hold until when would you like to hold?
Take a motion to hold to February 24th.
I'll take that as a motion to hold to February 24th. Do I have a second?
Second.
The second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
This closes the ordinance committee at 6:27.
Public Safety will now convene at 6:34 p.m. First thing on the docket, approval of minutes from the December 16th, 2019 meeting. Do we have a motion?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCR 3-20, resolution relative to claims. First on here is claim of Richard Booth. I assume Mr. Booth is not here. Seemed like a safe bet. All right. Based on Mr. Booth's claim, requesting well over the $300 cap, recommendation from DPW is for $300 and approval. Affidavits filled out correctly. Estimates all appear to be in order. Does anyone on the committee have any questions? Seeing none, anyone on the council have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action, approval of claim for $300.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next claim is for the claim of one Mark London. Mr. London, are you here? Again, seemed like a safe bet. This claim is for $208.02, recommended approval from DPW. His original estimates were actually lacking. He didn't include labor. I contacted him, and he provided additional estimates, which should be in everyone's packet, and if not, have at it. His affidavit appears to all be in order. Does anyone on the committee have any questions? And it should be noted that his two new estimates are for well over the $208.02 that was already recommended for approval by DPW. Anyone on the council have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount of $208.02.
Sorry. Sounds like there's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And also, while we have the claims form, we have acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 2nd, 2019. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Going back to the main agenda, PCO 24-19, ordinance in regards to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. First passage, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I request to hold this for 1 month. I have not had an opportunity to speak to all the residents on that street.
Was that February 3rd, Councilman? Do we have a motion to hold?
Move to hold to February 3rd, 2020 on request of the sponsor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have PCO 25-19, ordinance in regards to no parking between signs either side. Be erected from the southeast corner of Cadore and Greenwich until shortly after poll number one. That's me. I have an amendment. The solicitor can please read it in.
Amendment by Chairman Sinapi is the following. On line two, changing the word add to read by adding. And on line nine, striking a short distance after poll number one and inserting in its place poll number three.
My motion has been made. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Now we have the amended proposal. Are any questions on this? And obviously it's supported by a traffic study. See none. Any members of the council have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Any members of the public have any questions? Seeing none.
Move as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have PCO 28-19, ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Councilman McElroy has already represented that he wants this held till the February 3rd meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move to hold to February 3rd, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So public safety will adjourn at 6:39 p.m.
The time is now 6:40. Intergovernmental committee is now open. First, we request acceptance of the minutes for December 16th. May I have a motion?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Motion made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number one, PCR 134-18, resolution to create a charter review committee. Councilman Latta, so this is not yet drafted.
Hold January 22nd.
Motion to hold till January 22nd. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number two, PCR 184-19, resolution relative to no commercial trucking on Narragansett Parkway. This is not drafted. This is asked by Councilman Corley. I would ask that we just hold this for one meeting till January 22nd.
Second.
Motion made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number three, PCR 196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for the Warwick Public Schools. This is not drafted. Councilman, Council President Marola. Per request of the sponsor, hold till the first meeting of February.
Make a motion to hold of February 3rd.
Second.
Motion made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The time is 6:42 p.m. Intergovernmental Committee is now closed.
Thank you. Time is 6:43 p.m. The Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order. First item, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 2nd, 2019. Do we have a motion?
I move acceptance of the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have PCO 22-19, ordinance relative to council office space. This is up for first passage, not drafted. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold February, I'm sorry, January 22nd.
We have a request from the sponsor to hold to January 22nd. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion to hold till January 22nd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Held to January 22nd. Next, we have PCR 182-19, resolution regarding lease Cooper Building. Sponsor is Councilman Lattiser. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold February 3rd.
All right. Request from sponsor to hold to February 3rd. Do we have a motion to hold?
I make a motion to hold to February 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Lastly, we have PCO 30-19, ordinance involving state law regarding unutilized commercial properties. Sponsor is Councilman Snappy. Let's see, this is not drafted. Councilman Snappy, is there a specific date in mind to continue PCO 30-19, ordinance involving state law regarding unutilized commercial property?
Make a motion to hold till January 22nd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Held to January 22nd. That concludes the business of this committee at 6:45 p.m.